Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Never too soon. 6:42 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone. Who is this?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Too much for me, too much for you.
I don't think I know this one.
Yeah, you do. Knock Me Down.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard it in so long.
Don't be afraid to show your face.
Doesn't it sound hollow?
Yes.
I don't
know. Alright. Yeah, dude. Bert is drunk and texting me from Serbia. And he just made me laugh. Carmen, can you try and call him?
I am.
He's drunk in Serbia by accident, he said. And he said that there's a cleaning, he sent me a picture of him with a cleaning lady, and he wrote, she smells like balloons. What does that even mean? She smells like balloons. I don't know if he can answer. Hold on, let me tell him we are calling. Is it ringing? Oh, she's talking.
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning. Mike wants to talk to you.
Bert Kreischer live in Serbia, filming his movie. The Machine. The only person on the show to ever have his own theme song. Others have tried. This is the only one that lasts. Is Bert there?
You're sorry.
Hi, Bert.
Yeah, I'm here.
How much is this costing you?
Hey, guys. An arm and a leg. An arm and a leg. In Serbia, that means nothing.
Are you sick of being there? Are you ready to come home?
No, I'm not. I got 1 week left. This is my last week, and I'm not. Oddly enough, now is when I'm like really enjoying it.
How is it? Are you happy with the movie? The way everything's going?
Yeah, I am. I'm really happy. It's. I wish I could go into detail about the things I love about it.
You can.
But yeah, I can't because here's the thing about a movie is you want people to see it for the first time.
Yeah.
In a movie theater, you know, it's like when you see a good trailer. And then you miss it ruins the movie because you're like, oh, I already knew about that.
Yeah, okay, I get it. And I don't want to screw it up either. I'm very excited for you. Bert is filming his movie The Machine, which stars Mark Hamill as his father, and he has been in Serbia for like 3 months. And if you don't follow him on Instagram, you got to, because I've been. It's just amazing to me that everybody in every country you go to just loves you automatically, whether they know you or they don't know you. Within 5 minutes, they all want to buy you a drink.
Yeah, except for Croatians. They hate me.
Hey, Bert, I got to be honest with you. You just texted me something that was so funny. I started choking from laughing. He took me a picture of him in his house smoking a cigar with the cleaning lady behind him, and he said she smells like balloons. Which is the best descriptive insult I've ever heard.
I think it's a weird white chick thing. I had sex with a chick one time. That smelled like balloons, and I couldn't get past it. And she had a great body, but it just smelled like balloons. And the person we're talking about is in the room with me right now. But I ran up on her on accident, and it has the same smell. And
I know there are so many things you didn't tell us about. As good of friends as we are, you told me before you went for the movie, you're like, "Who do you think would be good to play my dad in the movie?" And I know you already knew it was Mark Hamill, and you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I knew you.
You know, I haven't shared a picture of my co-star, and I don't want to because I don't want anyone to know what she looks like. You know, I don't want anyone to do a deep dive on her because she's awesome, dude. The chick that kidnaps me, is awesome.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, you know, it's hard though because everything with social media is you want to share everything. I want to share. There's so many good secrets about this that you will call me and you're going. Hold on, what kind of movie is this? And I'm going to go, I know, bro. I know. Now you're going to understand why I burnt my leg. And it's so good.
You didn't tell me any of this stuff. And I even said to Galvin one day, I'm like, all this stuff that Bert shows, not one thing has been from the movie set. I don't even think he's really filming a movie. I think he's just hanging out in Serbia.
Yeah, no, it's and it's, dude, it's killing me. It's killing me. Locations. Because, you know, all I want to do is film promos.
Yeah.
So some of the promos I've shot and posted, I've had to take down. Like, obviously, I don't know if everyone saw it, but there was one with me running on a train.
Yeah.
And Legendary is like, take it down. We don't want anyone to know that anything happens on a train. If something happens on a train, obviously I robbed a train. So I thought that was clear that everyone knew that I robbed a train and we'd end up on a train at some point. But, dude, I'm so excited. Hey, do you want to come out to L.A. and interview me? By the way, I'm drunk and I'm telling Hey stuff I should not talk about.
Yes, the answer is yes.
I'm doing I won this award for Variety, the magazine of like most innovative comic or something.
Right.
And they're doing a thing. This is a private conversation I should have with you, by the way.
No. We do all this stuff.
Here,
I negotiate my contract.
I'll turn it to private. Beep, boop, beep. There you go.
Okay, it's just you and I now.
Yeah. All right, cool. So they're doing this interview at the Hollywood Improv, and they want someone to interview me. And I was like, why don't I just, I kind of want it to be Cowhead. And they're like, well, we just thought it would be like another comedian. I was like, no, because it's got to be like a comedian. It's got to be an interview.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we don't want it to just be you and him getting punk on stage. And I was like, no, that's like kind of my dick.
I'm in 100%.
Okay. All right. 100%? Oh,
100%. 100%. Yeah. Dude, for a couple of things. I haven't seen you in forever. I haven't been out of the state in forever. And the idea to do both at one time would be wonderful. I'm in 100%.
All right, perfect. I'm going to set it up. I'll send you a group text with my manager. We'll fly you out. And then you just have to interview me about, like, business stuff, I guess, for Variety. I'm sure they'll have questions.
Yeah, so I've been doing it a long time. I'll be good at that. I'm not worried about that. I can handle that part. Do we wear shirts or no shirts?
Yeah. Whatever. Maybe sleeveless Yankee shirts, whatever.
See how it goes.
By the way. Joey's jacked, huh? I was looking at your Instagram this morning.
It's unbelievable.
What's going on, man? That kid's like a man all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's we measured him officially. He's 5'11", 177 pounds, and he's like 112% muscle. I don't know. He's insane. And he's trying to be a big football star, so we'll see how that goes this year.
Oh, well, wait, is he a senior this year?
No, he's a freshman.
Hey,
he's
bring him out.
He's going into his sophomore year. Yeah, he'll come. He's off. I'll take him with me.
Yeah, bring him out. Yeah.
All right. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see you. I'm glad things are going well. By the way, another thing you didn't tell me about a guy who I love is that Martin Ford guy.
Dude.
I've been telling Galvin about him forever. I found him on Instagram a couple of years ago. He's incredible. He's a giant.
Yeah, he's a giant. And you walk into him, you walk into a club with him, and it's like, I mean, it's everyone stares. He is a fascinating guy, and I have great stories to tell about him off the air. I also have one on the air. This guy is next level. He's going to get mad. No. He's going to get your radio show. He had a premiere party for Fast and Furious 9 here, and it was like stacked, and the club was stacked. And he was like, oh, you should have come out. He texted me, you want to come out? And I was like, I got to work tomorrow. And he's like, okay. Next morning, he's like, you should have come out. They had a premiere party. They had Ferraris lined up out front for Fast and Furious 9. He's in 40% of that movie. He's all over that movie.
Oh, really? I'm surprised he's not more popular. I know he came here last year to try out for the WWE. And for some reason, it didn't work out. But he's literally, if you don't know who he is, look him up on Instagram. It's Martin with a Y. And he's like 7 feet tall. He's all muscle. And he's got tattoos on his neck and face. He's the most. Like, if he wanted to fight you, you just lay down and cry. There's no chance of winning.
Yeah, well, you'll see.
All right.
I worked out with him. We did legs together. His legs are ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. And we did legs together, and he destroyed me. He's an awesome dude. I've had the cast over. We had a party last night. We got a karaoke system. That's the one thing I've learned about getting a little money is, like, the more you share your money with people, the more they like you.
No. So Welcome to Hollywood, Bert.
we bought, like, $1,000 worth of booze. We got a caterer to come. We got a bartender. Dude, I've had so much fun. We had a sommelier bring out like 10 cases of wine one night, and we had a wine tasting. This has been a blast. We have a karaoke machine still here. I'm doing karaoke, singing Creed. At the top of my lungs.
By yourself, sitting in a room with the cleaner lady.
Like, no one in Serbia knows about like any American music, and so you introduce them to Creed, and it's their first time hearing Creed, and they're like, who is this? And you're like, oh, God.
wait till we get the corn together. I love it.
Dude, I just taught my crew. I taught them to say that's what she said. Like, they've never done that. That's not a thing they have. And they are crying laughing. Like, every time they're like, all right, let's make it bigger. And they're like, that's what she said.
Oh, you're creating Serbian monsters. Oh, this, you know, Lightning are one game away from winning the Stanley Cup again.
Oh, I wish I had grown up in Florida in the 90s and I would care.
All right, listen to me. Go back to drinking and smelling balloons and send me whatever you got to send me about the LA.
Hey, I have shows to promote. Do I have shows to promote? Are my shows sold out or do we still have tickets?
Here, I don't know. I'll look into it, but I know they rescheduled them.
Straz, right?
Straz, and then you added like extra shows, so I'm sure that the first one sold out. Because we all learned.
I'm in Florida for 2 weeks straight. I'm doing Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Fort Myers, Tampa for like 2 nights, Orlando for 2 nights. I'm going to just stay in Tampa for like 2 weeks. I can't wait.
How do they not blow up?
I'm missing Florida so much.
We got a hurricane coming.
Dock in like Boca Grande.
There's a tropical storm on the way. So I know you love a good Florida storm.
Oh, I wish I was there for a good hurricane preparedness. And then it turns out it's a tropical storm and you just got to get all your lawn equipment out of the pool and be like, oh, come on.
He nailed it.
Florida, man. I'm listening to Jimmy Buffett nonstop.
Hey, is this your first time going back to Tallahassee in like a big capacity?
I've never been back to Tallahassee since I graduated.
How are they not making a video out of this? That'd be huge. The machine returns home.
Yeah, I don't think they care about. I don't think my brand is exactly what they're looking to bring kids to school.
No, I don't. I don't mean them, dummy. I meant you. I don't mean them. We've had a lot of other graduates we're more proud of than Mr. Kreischer. Thank you very much.
I can't wait. I haven't been back to Tallahassee. I can't wait to see the smell of Tallahassee. Anyone that went to school at Florida State remembers, like, if you go up in Tampa, Tampa smells like one thing. It smells like Lettuce Lake Park, right? Tampa smells like you're going to get attacked by an alligator.
Yes.
But Tallahassee smelled different. I can't wait to smell Tallahassee and be like, oh, I'm going to smoke a joint, listen to some Widespread Panic, and play Sega.
Sega. By the way,
can I explain to you how I got tricked into getting drunk today?
Yeah.
So we had this party, and we got all these juices, and we put them in the fridge, and I was cutting my vodka with these juices. These blueberry juices were amazing. I woke up this morning, and I was like, I'm going to get a blueberry juice. I'm hungover. I kill one, and all of a sudden I feel a buzz, and I go, wait. These are ciders. I was cutting my vodka with cider last night.
Oh, my God.
This is how the conversation started. Bert texts me. He's like, I'm drunk by accident. I go, I don't believe you. He goes, I promise it was an accident.
Man, I have so much I can't wait to share with you. It's got to be off because I almost cheated on my wife. No,
I got to be honest. If you do that without me, I'm going to be really disappointed.
No, I didn't even come close, but I definitely saw the side of a woman that I was like, you know, like you can see a prettiness in a girl and be like, appreciate it. But once you see a chick be a mom, all of a sudden as a married dude, you're like, that's really hot. Like just like her wearing a birthday hat with a garbage bag cleaning up and like making sure everyone's having a good time. And I was like, all right, I gotta go to bed. I'm done.
I think we'd look for different things in women, you and I.
Yeah, by the way, go into my stories. You can see what she looks like.
All right. You go into my... I just posted one of the most beautiful girls I ever saw in my life. And
I just saw her.
I'd have to cheat on my wife and then tell my
wife.
Wait,
what is she?
We don't know.
Yeah, what, I mean,
she lives in Vegas, and she's rich, so I assume she's a hooker. She's got an OnlyFans page. I've never joined an OnlyFans, but I'm very tempted to join hers.
Wait, I'm with Jimmy Tatro. Spoiler alert, Jimmy Tatro plays me in 1997, or whatever. He plays young Bert. So we're we're talking, we're drinking the other night, and I said, and he goes, "You follow Chrissy Mack?" And I go, "Yeah, I follow her on OnlyFans too." And he lost it laughing. He goes, "You follow her on OnlyFans?" And I was like, "I follow a bunch of people." And he goes, "You know, they can see that, right?" Yeah, I didn't know that.
Now we have to go. We have to go find.
He's like, "You don't follow people on OnlyFans."
Now we got to go see who else Bert's following. All right, listen.
You can see I follow Get in the Car, Christy Mack, and Adriana Chechik.
Oh, yeah. All good. Dude, she's hot too, man. Go follow Nicole Laurel on Instagram. You will thank me for that later.
Yeah, okay. I'm on it.
All right, buddy. All great
right,
to hear.
Drinking. I'm going to count double serves of basketball.
All right. If I don't hear from your manager, I'm just going to assume you were drunk. It's not happening.
I'm gonna text you today. I want you to do it. It'll be fun. We'll have a blast. And then I can show you my new house.
All right. That'd be awesome. Cool, man. I'm glad things are going good for you and look forward to catching up with you.
All right. I love you guys.
All right. See you, pal.
Love you.
Bye. See ya. There you go. Bert Kreischer, star of the upcoming movie, The Machine, with Mark Hamill. I'm kind of glad that I don't know anything about it. I didn't know until a couple of months ago. I thought it was just a video of The Machine. Like I thought it was a movie version of the story he tells, but it's not. Evidently, the Russians come to get even with him, and they kidnap his father. That's all I know, and I don't want to say anything else. So.
Do you know that kid that he's talking about that's playing him as the younger Bert?
No.
He was in 22 Jump Street. He was Alex's firefighter boyfriend on Modern Family. Like, you've seen him. He's in that
His name?
Jimmy...
Tatro?
Tatro. He's in that new show with Topher Grace.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is.
What was the Netflix show great. That he was in where they spray painted?
All the wieners on the cars, whatever that was. That was a great show, by the way. Yeah. I thought it was going to be terrible, stupid, but it was really good. But he's perfect younger Bert.
Totally. 100%. Totally. Oh, that's so funny. All right, good. Bert tomorrow. Did I tell you Jimmy Tatro? I should have told you.
No. He had it on his Instagram thing because he was showing and he goes, this is Jimmy. He's going to play younger me, this, that. And he goes, wait, is this what I'm going to look like when I'm older? It was perfect.
Oh, that's great. All right, it's a little late, but let's do a little sporkle. Here we go. On to the sporkle! Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today for line one.
Line one. Good morning. Galvin is playing for you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.